Hey guys, this is Mike checking in, aka Flex of Mike, aka the Black Clark Kent. Actually, someone actually called me that in the gym. And aka Global Mike. So I wanted to switch it up just a little bit and have a guest on today. We're actually currently in the middle of the diet saga. We're talking about paleo, keto, and carb cycling, but I wanted to take a alternate turn today, and I actually wanted to have a guest on. And I couldn't think of anybody else that would be good for this topic except my dad. His name is Melvin Smith, retired Navy Master Chief, been in the military for nearly 30 years. Now he's retired and enjoying life. Yesterday was his birthday. He is 60 years old now, and he's enjoying life. However, we also had a death in the family yesterday as well, which was our cousin Jerome Smith. And we're going to just talk about celebrating his life, but also talk about health awareness. If you have been listening to the podcast a couple of weeks ago, I've talked about Luke Perry and how he died of a stroke. And we were talking about how it's very important just to be aware of your health, no matter your age. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my dad, Melvin Smith. How you doing, Dad?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. They named me Melvin Smith, a.k.a. Duke, a.k.a. Snowball, a.k.a. Keno Smith. And it's a pleasure to be here, join my son in his podcast as we mourn the loss of a first cousin. His name's Jerome Smith. He's a first cousin of mine and one of many first cousins, but one of the closest first cousins. We've had many childhood adventures together, and me being a few months older than he, I came to his defense a lot. Had to get in a couple of fights for him, and made sure he came out all right. So, but he turned out to be an awesome warrior, and spent a lot of time with him. But I will say that he went too soon. He didn't have to go so soon, but he was overcome by a societal pressure such as smoking and alcoholism and drugs. So those things really did him in and didn't have to go that direction, but it's sort of a sequel to what's happening in our country as a whole. A lot of people are dying unnecessarily because these things such as crack have been introduced into our societies, and when they affect our societies, they affect the poorer areas of our society, the so-called ghettos of our society. Those people are unable to receive the necessary help they need to rebuild their lives because there is a lack of financial infrastructure for them. It's a pleasure to be here to celebrate with you another day here in the United States of America. As my son stated to you, I joined the United States Navy right after high school in the year of 1977. So you can do the math from there and kind of tell that, and I finished up in 2007. So that's 30 years right there that I have enjoyed being a part of the fabric of America that was designed to, you know, protect our country. And I did it for the worst of people who really didn't care about our people, meaning African-American people. But I did it also more so for my family, because I love my family, and I also stayed in for the enjoyment and the equal opportunity that the United States military presents to anyone who works hard, and you pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you look for ways that you can leave something for the next generation. It's got to be something worthy, even if it's a house for every child or a house and a home for you that you can leave for your children so that they can build upon that so we can leave a legacy for the future of our children and not remain in any type of dire straits.
Thank you for that, Pops. Thank you for the introduction.
Not a problem.
And there's a couple points that you talked about that I actually wanted to hit on today. Let's first talk about our cousin Jerome and the preventative aspect that could have lengthened his life. So he died of cancer. He had terminal cancer, stage 4 cancer. However, you being his cousin, you was always on him about make sure you go to the doctor, make sure you do your check-ins, this, that, and the other. But in that aspect, he was a bit stubborn. Could you guys go and expound upon the importance of your annually checks, your semi-annually checks, and what alternative methods you can do to help prevent some of these illnesses and lengthen your life?
Well, being a black male of African descent, I watched my father die at the age of 42. I literally watched him as he died. My father had surgery back in the days known as open heart surgery, to where he was the recipient of one of the first hearts. The heart was a mechanical device that was placed in his body, and because of the fact that my father didn't cross every T and dot every I in his own personal health care, he was a smoker of cigarettes they called in the days Pall Mall. And they didn't have filters on them, so he continued to smoke, he continued to drink. And in those days, the only form of exercise I noticed was getting up and going and work every day. My father was a working man, got up every morning, early in the morning, and he went out and he worked every day. But it was funny how every Friday my father would come home and he would be, you know, drunk. He would bring fruits and vegetables with him. He worked at a fruit stand, I mean, a marketplace in Chicago. But he'd come home, but he'd be drunk, and every time it was rarely a day where I would see my father in a sober condition. And I swore from that time, if I ever have children or would get married, that I would leave a legacy that would be somewhat different. So as for my cousin Jerome, he and I grew up under the same types of pressures. My home was a broken home. His home was a home that was whole, meaning that he had a mother and a father in his home. So he had a greater chance to do a little bit better if he had the mind to do so. The other important aspects is that over 10 years ago, at least 10, 12 years ago, I would encourage my cousin and anybody who I knew would listen to me to go get yourself checked out. At the age of 40, as soon as you turn the age of 40, especially black males of African descent, you should go and get yourself a prostate check. You should have your prostate check. You should do the what we call the specific antigen prostate check is PSA, specific antigen check to make sure that you don't have any cancer cells floating around in your body. That's important that you start that at the age of 40, not 55. That also includes a colonoscopy, at least getting yourself checked out to make sure that you aren't building up any kind of nodules inside of your colon, which also will lead to colon cancer. So preventive care is the best care. Every year you should have yourself physically screened from head to toe. Another thing I would invite you to do is to do all things in moderation. Moderation means that if you happen to smoke, which I strongly advise you not to smoke, if you do smoke, smoke once a day. You know, or wait till the weekend if you plan on going out to the club. Take a pack with you then if you have to smoke then, but you should at least give your body and your cells a chance to remultiply, to reproduce themselves, because if you don't beat yourself down with cigarette smoking, if you don't beat yourself down with alcohol, if you don't beat yourself down and you give yourself a chance, your body a chance, a break, because your body is only trying to get to know itself and it wants to regenerate and do well for you. And if you don't give yourself a chance to leave it alone sometimes and just feel good about who you are and not fantasize who you are by, hallucinogenic products such as, you know, marijuana and, you know, all these other things, which I'm not really against those things, but if you don't allow yourself just to relax and find out who you are and love yourself for who you are, you're doing yourself an injustice. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion of it all. And as I said, my cousin Jerome was at age 60. He would be age 60, same as I am, in a few months. And it's probably about 8 to 10 of us in my generation who are all first cousins who are all going to be 60 this year. So that's a pretty close-knit, tight family of first cousins. You don't get too much better than that. But it's really key and important that you encourage your brother, encourage your sister, your mother, your father, even your grandfather and grandmother to get themselves checked out, to eat the right type of foods, eat more green food, eat less fatty food, eat less fried food, eat more baked and boiled and broiled food. Those type of things are things that our body are naturally prone to enjoy, as opposed to having to sort out eating a greasy piece of fried whatever you eat, and then it's got to sort out all the grease and the fat that you put into the meat just to cook it, mm-hmm. whereas instead of eating it naturally, like the nice baked chicken breast, nice baked pork chop, you know, things of that nature.
Now, we mentioned earlier that you are 60 years old now.
Correct.
And if anybody were to actually look at you, they couldn't tell. They would probably think you're probably 40, 41 maybe. But what have you done that will actually make you look good, feel good, and people presume that you actually are 20 years younger than what you actually are currently?
Well, the only thing I did, again, I talked about moderation. The thing I did in the first few parts of my life, maybe from age 20 to age 30, I didn't drink alcohol at all, and I don't subscribe to smoking at all. So I didn't drink any alcohol for over the period of 10 years, and I exercise daily. Up until this day, at my current age, I still exercise, and I give my body a chance to aerate. I allow my body a chance to sweat out. You sweat out the antioxidants that are in your body. And speaking of antioxidants, it's imperative that you drink deep, dark red products like Welch's grape juice, like cranberry juice, and all these type of juices every single night, so that those things also help file the impurities out of your body. They get all the stuff that shouldn't be kept in your body out of your body. So it's just a daily grooming and getting up sometimes, look in the mirror and look at yourself and say that you are your own God. Mm-hmm. You can take care of yourself. You have the willpower. You can will whatever it is you want to will, no matter what the outside forces think of you. Mm-hmm. The outside forces want to put you in a particular corner. They want to tell you that you can't succeed, but you can succeed. You are the author and you are the finisher of your own destiny. You just got to care about yourself. You got to think beyond yourself. Sometimes we can get caught into ourselves and figure out, I cannot start this day without lighting a cigarette. I cannot start this day without smoking on a bottle of crack. And crack doesn't come in a bottle, but it's smoked through a tube. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to say you can't get up and reach for that jar or that glass of alcohol without starting your day when you never give yourself a chance to introduce yourself to yourself. And you know more intricately about yourself if you don't have all these things going on against you. Mm-hmm. And then because you lose who you are when you begin to just dwell into these hallucinogenics all the time. I mean, I've seen people who would light up marijuana cigarettes, they call them blunts, and smoke them one after the other. I mean, you would think that after the first one, if the product was what it's supposed to be, you're good the whole day. But there are people I know who indulge in those things all day long, and these people are related to me. And then where's the opportunity to find out who you are? Mm-hmm. How do you give your brain a chance to talk to your heart a chance to talk to your feet a chance to talk to your lungs? Mm. How do you give your body a chance to get to know itself? And your brain is a computer. Mm-hmm. Your brain can, just like when you turn on a computer, which we call a central processing unit or a CPU, when you boot that device up, that computer goes into basic input and output. It boots up. It goes through the BIOS, as it is known in the language of computer, and it goes through a whole check that we call pulse. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it goes through a pulse check, and it checks every aspect of that CPU to make sure everything is working correctly. And then all of a sudden, the computer says, "Hello." It lets you know that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. Well, our brain is just like that computer. Mm-hmm. Our brain, when we get up in the morning, it lets you know, do I have a headache? No. Do I have a footache? No. Am I short of breathing? No. Am I experiencing a pain in my hips, in my joints, where I shouldn't be experiencing these pains? No. Then everything is good. You get up and you start your day. You eat a good, healthy breakfast. And don't forget to eat a good, nice bowl of oatmeal. You might not like oatmeal, but oatmeal is one of the things, it's all about absorption. Mm-hmm. And what you always want to do, let's say, for example, I'll never give up my fried food. Mm. Well, one thing you need to do is have something to offset that fried food, and that's what oatmeal does. Mm-hmm. Oatmeal goes into the circulatory system, and it goes and it attacks the cholesterol that all those impurities bring into your system, or the impurities of cholesterol itself. It absorbs cholesterol like a sponge. And next thing you know, you're getting that stuff out of your system by different means of which we pass waste through our system. But don't forget to do something or engage in something that allows absorption of those antioxidants to get them things out of your body. Mm-hmm. Because those things attack your red blood cells, they attack your white blood cells, and they also attack your immune system.
So the key point that I took away from that is knowledge of self.
Correct.
Once you understand yourself, you understand that a lot of these alternative methods as far as alcoholism, different drugs and things like that, they block certain aspects of your body that will prevent you to live, you know, a long life. Like you said, the signals going throughout your body, they can be altered by those different drugs and things like that. So it's very important to be aware of not only yourself, but what you consume. And that's a very key point to living a long life.
Well, that is correct. That's a very key point for me in living a long life. But I will also tell you that I would not be where I am today without the goodness of the Lord in my life. I got saved, sanctified, and baptized when I was at the age of 20. Mm-hmm. So it was also having a relationship with Christ that allowed me to formulate the type of lifestyle that I live today. Mm-hmm. Also, I would be remiss if I would not tell you that for the past 30 years, I've been married to a beautiful, beautiful woman, a sister of a Black American sister of African descent, who gave me 4 beautiful children and who is my mate and soulmate until this day. Mm-hmm. A nice, healthy relationship with a woman that I will love until the day that I die. She's my motivation. She's my encourager, and she's a beautiful mother to her children. So let me not be remiss to leave out my beautiful wife, Darlene.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dad mentioned that they produced 4 beautiful children, me being the most beautiful of them all. So understand that a spiritual connection is key to longevity. Having a great relationship is the key to longevity. Being aware of self is key to longevity. But let's talk about career. You've been in the military for 30 years. You still work here and there just to, you know, keep the step up, you know, and things like that. But you notice that in this modern day of time, people go in and out of jobs, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, you know, like that, and don't really establish any, you know, longevity within jobs and stuff. Now, the job field is a little bit more different from when I was, you know, from what I am in now compared to what you're in. And some jobs aren't as loyal to their actual employees. What would you say about the importance of having longevity, establishing that aspect in your career, and truly just giving your all in, you know, one specific subject instead of just jumping around from, you know, one place to another?
Well, in my opinion, you need to do something that you are going to love. You should think about having your own business. Therefore, you don't have to worry about an employer, somebody who can hire you and fire you. The key to success in this country that we live in, which is the United States of America, is entrepreneurship. Get something going that you will enjoy. Your greatest friend right now is the internet. Mm-hmm. You can use the internet and you can make yourself look any way you want to look on that internet. And you can amass millions of dollars on the internet without having to somebody to see who you are, because oftentimes we meet people who just don't like us. And when we meet people who just don't like us, those people will not support us. Mm-hmm. But if you can use the internet to establish a business, an entrepreneurship, that would be my greatest advice to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you, go to college, earn 2 master's degrees like I have, a bachelor's degree, and also a secondary background in information technology or IT engineering. All those things are good. But I'm saying I support going to college. And after you go to college, you get the necessary tools that are going to make you an entrepreneur in this nation. Mm-hmm. Not go to college and get out and start working for somebody who can tell you when you can take a break, how long you gotta work, no, you can't take a day off, and I'm going to deduct money from your pay. Mm-hmm. Get your own business going, America. Get your own things going, Black America. Depend upon yourself, mm-hmm, so that we don't have to depend upon anyone else. We have to build a nation wherein our children can be proud of us. We have to build communities wherein we would be proud to have businesses within those communities without worrying about somebody coming in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just got to fight back. Mm. You got to get that dope dealer off your corner. You got to turn his butt in. Mm-hmm. I don't care anything about this no snitch policy they got out there. Mm-hmm. They didn't have that when I was coming up. If you see a young boy attacking a grandmother, then that boy needs to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. You need to call the police on him and get his butt arrested so that the system can give Give him a chance to get himself squared away. We need more things in our communities like boys clubs and girls clubs and things like that that they had when I was coming up. Mm-hmm. They need to provide jobs for our children in high school so that they can begin to hone their skills to become entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. not workers. We don't need to work. We don't need to be in service to this country as civilians. You're only in service when you become a military fighting man like I was for 30 years. That's when you're in service to your nation. But you don't have to be in service if you're not in the military. Get out there and develop your own own type of business and cater to the needs of the country based on what the community needs. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go outside of our communities to spend money and all these other places. We need to keep our money in our communities, build our own businesses for ourselves, not have to go around from 4, 5, or 6 jobs, and you never really build any stability. Mm-hmm. The main thing is having stability. The military provided stability for me. It can provide the stability for anyone. But opposed to going into the military, you need to set yourself up so you can get a small businessman's loan and get your business started and do what you enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you enjoy doing on a daily basis, use that to equivocate to the financial needs that you are trying to attain for the rest of your life and for the life of your children and children's children to come.
Yes, and the key point takeaway from that is adaptability. You know, we live in a day of time where resources are plentiful. So if you have the will and desire to create your own life, build your own timeline, why not? So take the jump.
Read. Reading is key. If you don't read, you don't know what's happening. I'm not talking about listening to the news. If you listen to the news can persuade you to think the way that the programmer wants you to think. Mm-hmm. But if you go take your time and you go to the library, which has been a friend of mine since I was a child, mm-hmm. if you take the time and you read like Michael has done coming up, his brothers, his sisters, but more specifically, Michael has been a reader. I mean, he's read books from A to Z. So if you read, reading brings awareness, and if you read, you have knowledge. Mm-hmm. You have knowledge about how the American system works and how the dollar works and how capitalism works. If you read, you then have knowledge, and if you have knowledge, can't nobody take that away from you. Mm-hmm. They cannot take away your knowledge mm-hmm. at all. No matter how hard they try, they can't take away your knowledge. And knowledge builds up your self-esteem. Self-esteem gives you strength. People may make it seem like, oh, just because he's been to college or she's been to college, that these people are now arrogant. No, you're proud. And it's okay to be proud. And not everybody's going to like you. Not all your neighbors are going to like you. Upstairs, downstairs, on either side of you, they're not going to like you. But that should not stop you. Mm-hmm. If Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Eldridge Cleaver, Andrea Davis, all these different people allowed what people think about them to stop them, then we would not have come as far as a people as we needed to come as American people mm-hmm. or as American people of African descent in this particular case. So read for knowledge. Just like you heard back in time, we used to use reading, writing, and arithmetic. Those things are key for us to be able to build upon our own freedoms and build upon what we need. They call them the three R's, although you know arithmetic starts with an A,
yeah.
But we still call it reading, writing, arithmetic, okay? So, though, and we call those the three R's back in the days. But take the time out and read and grow and challenge yourself and better yourself and get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and don't say I hate me, but say I love me. Mm-hmm. And you go from there and you take care of yourself because the future of your children are on your back. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have any children, even if these children belong to your brothers or your sisters or your cousins, the future still of the children happens to be on your back, and you and I and we have a responsibility to that.
Yeah, that's a great segue, because the last thing I did want to talk about is fatherhood. You raised four kids to do very well for themselves. As somebody that will be going to fatherhood in the next upcoming years, what advice would you give to me or anybody that's currently listening to the podcast?
Well, here's the advice I would like to give you. I love my father and all the things that he's done. The times were different back then. As we talk about fatherhood, my father is not alive to speak for himself, or else he would be in this podcast with us. Mm-hmm. My father was exposed to racism in the worst way, born in the state of Georgia, probably around the time about 1930. My father was involved in what was known as he became older, the Great Migration. The Great Migration was a time frame when jobs were not bountiful here in the South and Southern region of the United States of America, where the only jobs that were available was farming. And that farming was known as sharecropping. And a sharecropper, he can till and hoe his entire field. Let's say he had about 50 acres. He could till that entire field and try to reap the bounty from what he did, but he would only remain in debt because he sharecropped on the land that belonged to the owner of the land. Okay, so he never really was able to get out of debt. So my father and my grandfather, they migrated to the north so that there would be better opportunities for them and eventually for their children. So what happened in our particular case is once in Chicago, things didn't go as well as I believe my parents planned, and separation took place. And that separation means that, well, my father's on one side of town, my mother's on another side of town. It was through this. First of all, I will want to say that my family was whole at one time. The family I grew up in was whole at one time, meaning I saw my mother and I saw my father every day, every morning. That means, and when I saw that as a young boy, I said, I want to get married one day. And when I get married, I'll never get divorced. Once I marry that lady will be mine until the day we die. And that's my intent of going of the lady I'm married to this day.
To the day.
Okay. Now, seeing how my own home was broken up that I grew up in, I was determined that that would not happen in my home, and I knew it would not happen. So I began when we had children. The first thing we began to do with our children was to nurture them. We nurtured them through putting the right type of foods in their body. We nurtured them by also educating them and seeing that they went to school. We nurtured them by reading to them. By the first few months that they were born, we were reading to them as babies and let them touch the pages and see the colorful characters in the books. We just began to nurture them in the first 5 years of their lives, from the time of the day you're born until the fifth year of your life. Those are called the formative years. So we took advantage of the formative years, and we had all of our children when we were still just youth ourselves. In our 20s, we had our children, so that by the time they were grown, we would still be young ourselves, and we can enjoy life on our own as a husband and a wife. So the key factor, I would say, is letting love prevail, allowing a spiritual connection to take place in your life, and also introducing your children to the spiritual connection, not forcing it down their throat. but introducing them to a spiritual connection to wherein if you don't have an outlet for anything else, the outlet doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs or anything of that nature. The outlet can be physical fitness. You go ahead and exercise and go for a nice 5 or 10 mile run, or the outlet can be a spiritual connection that you can have with Christ or whomever you worship. It could be, you may say Allah, who is our God, Shalom. You may say those things, but you have to have an outlet which is not necessarily built on anything consisting of hallucinogenic products that's going to take you out of your element. Mm-hmm. You got to stay in your element more than you out of your element. Mm-hmm. And if you go out of your element, meaning if you indulge in alcohol and things of that nature, be in a place to where you're always safe. Don't walk away if you're at a nightclub and don't think that somebody won't spike your drink, because your drink will be spiked. You've seen the scene in Atlanta to where this young lady was spiked and end up being raped on the dance floor, okay? Don't allow that to happen to you, young men or young women, especially young women. Always be aware of your surroundings, but primarily, if you're going to indulge, stay home. If you're going to go out, but you don't have to drink. You can have a nice time dancing without drinking. And then when you get home, you enjoy your drink, because then you're always aware of your surroundings and you can never be taken advantage of. So the key, this is the key I'm offering to you as a father to a son and to a daughter. So think about those things and ingest those things and let all things that you do be positive. Let the energy that comes into you be positive energy. And it's not any whacked or okey-doke kind of stuff I'm talking to you about. I'm talking to you about the things that got me to be able to see a 60th birthday, which means that I have lived 18 years past the time frame of when my father died. Mm-hmm. So that's something to be grateful for. He died too young. The same thing does not have to happen to you or anyone that you know. And the other thing that allowed me to live as long as I have is respecting my elders, respecting my mother, respecting my father, respecting the gentleman or respecting the lady who are older than me. Doesn't matter what color they are. Just respect your elders and give diligence to where diligence is due. And to the young men out there, I would say also respect the women, respect the ladies. A woman is not a bruh. A woman is a brother, a sister, excuse me. A woman is a sister. She's not a bruh. A woman is a lady. Respect, always be a gentleman and take care of the lady. Not for it, not for any ill-gotten gain. Doesn't mean you have to necessarily have to have sex with that woman right off the bat. Well, I'm going to be nice for a little while. Then next thing you know, you turn into the Scrooge. No, always be a gentleman. For every lady that you see, always give respect to every lady that you see, and you will receive the greatest gift. But don't forget the most important gift, and that's to respect your mother and your father at all times.
Well, I think we've covered all four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness, which is what the podcast is based upon. And I truly appreciate you coming on to the podcast. I really enjoyed it. Now, with all guests, I leave them with this last question. When you hear the word flex up, what does that mean to you?
Flex up means get yourself together. Flex up means enjoyment. Flex up means don't allow yourself to go down when you can be up. Flex up means to just generate energy. It means to generate positivity. It means to generate everything that's fruitful and that's knowledgeable and that's vibrant and that's loving and just being strong. When it's time to be strong, you be strong. Always be strong no matter what. Never let anybody chump you down. Always be strong. Stay up with Flex Up.
All right, short and sweet. And straight to the point. Appreciate you, Pop.
Welcome, son. My all pleasure.
Right. All right. And that's the key segment, too. Let's go on to the next segment. Thanks. Okay, guys, if you have been tuning into the podcast, you've noticed over the first several weeks of the podcast and up to now, we've been reading from Food, Your Miracle Medicine, How Food Can Prevent and Cure Over 100 Symptoms and Problems, based on more than 10,000 scientific studies by Gene Carper. And today, we'll be actually focusing on the digestive system and, more importantly, constipation. So today we'll be reading from page 116, and the reading goes as follows. Diet advice for regularity. To prevent and relieve simple, uncomplicated constipation, eat more high-fiber foods, including fruits and vegetables, and mainly bran cereals. Unprocessed wheat bran and rice bran are the most powerful. Add fiber gradually to your diet and drink lots of liquids. There is really no reason for so many Americans to be on harsh, potentially dangerous pharmaceutical laxatives when a natural, safe food remedy is so readily available. Caution. Although the same general advice for combating constipation in adults applies to children, it is not a good idea to add Miller's bran or rice bran directly to a child's diet because of their high potency. Concentrate on giving a constipated child lots of fiber-rich whole grain breads and cereals, fruits, and vegetables and fluids. If that does not cure the problem, see a pediatrician. So that's what I'll be bringing for you today. Very important that we continue to have a positive regulatory system in our body. If you're having issues with any type of constipation or any other bowel movements, eat more fruits, veggies, increase the water, and then also add wheat and also bran, as in some cereals. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Smith, a.k.a. Flex Up Mike, a.k.a. Black Car Kent, a.k.a. Global Mike. Earlier in the previous segment, my dad was actually featured on the podcast, and I thought that was a pretty good one today, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can follow me both on Instagram and Twitter. That's at Flex Up Mike. Please follow our fan page at Flex Up LLC. That's on Facebook. Also, Instagram and Twitter, _ Flex Up. Please follow my partner. His social media is Don_Flex. That's Don_FLXX. If you get a chance to go to the website, www.flexup.com. Please subscribe, and we'll keep you in the know of things going on with us. And we want to thank you again for listening. You guys take care.